Secretary of State Colin Powell leaves for Morocco tonight. It's his first stop on a new U.S. quest to end the crisis in the Middle East. President Bush announced Powell's mission after administration officials concluded that the conflict had the potential to spread, threatening the peace between Israel and the moderate Arab states of Egypt and Jordan. In the interest of peace, Mr. Bush has asked Israel to withdraw its forces from Palestinian areas. Thus far, Israel has not complied. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
President Bush first made the request last Thursday in a foreign policy speech announcing Powell's mission. But the president set no timetable, and the Israelis continued to expand their military offensive into Palestinian areas. Israeli officials say they will pull back, but plan to accomplish as much as possible before Powell arrives in the region. Yesterday, President Bush addressed the issue again. In a news conference from his Texas ranch with Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair, the president was very explicit.
Withdraw without delay.
President Bush delivered the same message to Sharon directly by telephone. But today, Israel's defense minister, Binyamin Ben-Eliezer, told the ABC News program this week that he doesn't think President Bush exactly means that Israel should just get out. National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice, speaking on the same program, said no one should try and parse the president's words.
He said, withdraw without delay. He understands that this has been a big operation, that it has to be unraveled in a way that is not chaotic. But he expects the Israelis to begin to withdraw.
Despite the U.S. pressure, Sharon says only that Israel will withdraw as expeditiously as possible. In response, Secretary of State Colin Powell offered this comment on Fox News Sunday.
The president doesn't give orders to a sovereign prime minister of another country. But as one of Israel's best friends and most supportive friends, I think Prime Minister Sharon has taken very much to heart, and he understands clearly the message the president gave to him. I spoke to Prime Minister Sharon again early this morning, and I'm quite sure he understands that message, and the president is expecting without delay, meaning now. And so we will see how the prime minister responds in the very near future.
Secretary Powell is scheduled to meet with Sharon later this week. It's not clear if Powell will also meet with the other principal in the Mideast conflict, Palestinian Chairman Yasser Arafat. The administration has balked at high-level meetings with Arafat, demanding that he do more to stop attacks on Israel. Thus far, a session with Arafat is not on Powell's itinerary, but the secretary does not rule it out.
We'll consider, as I conduct my consultations in the region, exactly what circumstances I would like to see met or have to be in place for me to have a conversation with him.
Palestinians warn that if Powell does not meet with Arafat, he will not be able to meet with any Palestinian official. Condoleezza Rice says that if Powell makes no progress, it will not be his failure. Rather, she says, it will be because the parties responsible did not step up and do what they need to do. Rice emphasized that the U.S. cannot achieve results alone. As Powell prepared to leave Washington, he acknowledged the difficulties. The secretary said he hopes to bring about a truce, but added it's unrealistic to think that anyone could produce a satisfactory solution to the conflict in one short trip. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.